This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight right here. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers too, as well as the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and to all the roughnecks working along the oil rigs all across the country and around the world. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook. You can jump into the chat room and get a conversation going with us, just like these other folks are all doing. And Eric right now is at the front of the pack because he keeps asking me questions. There you go. Good morning, Eric. But let's do that, and let's at the same time switch on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Holding through the news break has been Dan DeMann, our professor emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Dan. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'll make it quick. I always thought if they were going to get tough with anybody in the Clinton administration and if they started indicting people, that they would go as high as Susan Rice. And she's carried the water for a lot of people, especially Hillary Clinton. On the Benghazi thing. She was on those Sunday morning shows when she was ambassador to the UN. So I don't think she's quite out of it yet. A lot of people would like to see some skin of Susan Rice hanging from a line in the woods somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that right now that when she left that on her computer, both as a red flag and as a white flag, she's showing both ends. I'm covering my butt in one sense, but in another sense, if they want to talk to me, you know, I think she would be the easiest to push around. I think once you got her on the porch, she would chirp like a canary. And that's, I think she's going to be the weak link in this whole conspiracy. And that's what it was, because a lot of people were working together. Might not be called a conspiracy in the White House, but it was definitely a covert domestic project
okay. They
were doing. Equal to anything they did. It surpassed okay. Anything what they did in Watergate.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan, and I appreciate that, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Okay.
All righty. Now, Denise, he makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm not so sure she is going to be that easy, because if she wrote that, you know, I understand his premise, but if she writes that email to herself that 15 minutes after Trump is sworn in, when the call that is in question happened almost 2 weeks earlier, mm-hmm. that tells you that she has a habit of covering her butt and Obama's butt.
Right.
So.
You're right.
I'll just kind of leave it there. She's slick.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we move on, there's been two dam failures in the state of Michigan, and we've got a state of emergency in two counties. There are two small towns that are literally starting to become fully inundated and will not be underwater, but they'll have about 9 foot of water, it looks like, coming through. That's not helping the situation in Michigan, and it makes you wonder how it got that way. And right away, the finger's pointing right back at Governor Whitmer and the fact that this dam had been written up several times before over the years, and nothing had been done to it.
This is kind of chapter two. Haven't we seen this before? Wasn't this something had to do with some levees?
Yeah. Yeah, New Orleans. And then I'm thinking the water. Remember the water in Michigan?
Yeah.
With all the old pipes and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, I mean, but right away they're calling for Whitmer's head because they're going, oh, that's just another strong, whatever. And by the way, we are going to be talking in the next segment, because we can't do it right now, about Michael Flynn. But I want to go to Planned Parenthood. We found out yesterday that affiliates of Planned Parenthood, some 16,000 employees included, got a huge amount of stimulus money, namely $60 million. And
80. 80.
Well, it's 80 now? All right, because I had 60 in the story I was looking at. So $80 million, that makes it even worse. And here's the deal. The feds say, we want our money back.
Yes, they do.
So now what? You're the judge. Now what?
They're not a small business. That's the first thing.
Right. So,
and they're, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're not a small business. Now, the way they applied, they may have done it, not as a total organization, which mm-hmm. means that it was done under a false premise if they did it on individuals. But, so they have reason enough for the money back.
Oh, and very quickly, because I'm watching the clock here, the United States Army lab techs at Fort Detrick, Maryland, may have found a new coronavirus-killing antibody.
Yeah.
Now, we know that they're working with the soldiers, because there's been several hundred soldiers that they're testing some sort of vaccine on. I've heard that several times. Matter of fact, I reported in the military news at the bottom of the hour, last hour, probably reported again, so it is what it is. But that's promising.
Well, I mean, we could add them into the mix.
Yep.
There's a bunch of them that are out there. Kind of stop this once and for all.
And then before the music comes up here, the Senate committee yesterday backed the new DNI chief, John Ratliff, a vote of 8-7. Certainly a majority of Republicans pushed him over the top, and they're going to have a vote in the Senate. I don't know when, but it's coming up soon.
Yeah, so I don't know when he actually takes over, but I think this will be a transition. But the key here, while it appears to be Rick Grenell, mm-hmm. The real key at DNI is Kash Patel. He's the one that's been doing all the work.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Here we come with the music and the break, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, Michael Flynn, that case exploded wide open last night with what's going on. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And hey, let me tell you all about my friends at the Balance of Nature outfit, because the fruits and veggies I'm taking, I'm telling you, I just can't believe it. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and certainly not getting your fruits or your vegetables, not getting enough of your daily requirement of those fruits and vegetables either, then I got a hell of a deal for you. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT for that 35% discount. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. Speak with a health coach, and they'll help you out, too. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT for a 35% discount. That's balanceofnature.com. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Now, we have a question from Eric. Are you ready?
Okay.
So, Eric and Seminole, so if President Trump assumed command of the government, so to speak, how then or why then does she, meaning Susan Rice, still have cognizant authority as the National Security Advisor in an official capacity?
Well, I mean, she wrote the email only 15 or 20 minutes after Trump was sworn in. So, we don't know, we don't know how the email even surfaced. I think it may have been part of some kind of a subpoena. And how many more emails that there are. We don't know what she did for the rest of the day. We don't know what she did the day after. So, I mean, this is just a tiny little snapshot. So, I wouldn't get hung up on all that. We don't know, how, if she stayed on and there was some other kind of transition. We don't know that yet.
All right, yesterday, Sidney Powell, the attorney for former Trump National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn, filed a petition with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, and she's asked the criminal case against him be definitely dismissed as requested by the Department of Justice. Here we go.
Well, it wasn't a petition. It was called a writ of mandamus,
yep.
Which means it's an order. It's an order to the higher court to have Sullivan removed and to ensure that the amicus briefs are not accepted, where Judge Sullivan invited other amicus briefs. I read the 44 pages, and I with each page I was going, "Ooh boy."
Yeah.
The one word that she used that kind of describes it all is Kafkaesque. Mm-hmm. And I would invite your listeners to look up what Kafkaesque means. But there's virtually no looking back. Now, I've got, there's an interesting little thing here which told me that there is a very measured, methodical, procedural thing going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that A.G. Barr is quite the, I'm sure that he's
clever.
Driving this and a few others.
Yep.
He's quite the cunning
mm-hmm.
operative,
yep.
and
mm-hmm.
rightly so.
Yep.
Because what was, went completely missed, last week, and let me make sure that I say this right. I've got a buddy that I was communicating with, who is former DEA special agent. And a chief of staff for AG Barr by the name of Tim Shea was just assigned to head now the DEA, and I might say to who was a former prosecutor to this district court, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, that was the sly move, because the filing that Sidney Powell did with her writ of mandamus went addressed to Tim Shea.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So that was purposeful. And so, parallel to this, kind of in cadence with this, with Flynn, are these declassifications that are going on.
That's right.
So this is a methodical operation, and I think there's probably some kind of a team that is already written this thing out, and they've gotten these assignments, and they're going check mark after check mark after check mark when they're done.
Well, I've been led to believe by some individuals involved that, yes, that's indeed the case, and I was told last week, don't get excited here. Things are going to happen, and they are, but here's the deal. The Supreme Court, about a week ago maybe, or 10 days ago?
2 weeks.
All right, their ruling has some sort of weight on all of this, too, doesn't it?
Well, she refers to that in her writ of mandamus, meaning that Judge Sullivan cannot become his own prosecutor / invite amicus briefs to alter the posture of the motion by the Department of Justice to drop the case against Flynn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's pretty
much... It's really quite the read. So when your listeners, if you can go, grab it, the 44-page thing, there's a whole bunch of, there's an index in there and then a lot of references, so the hard reading is really probably, 30-some-odd pages.
Well,
it's really quite the read.
This is not over till it's over, but I'll tell you what, it sure as heck is getting interesting.
It's fun.
Yep. And of course the Susan Rice thing, and how this all fits into this too. But anyway, how about Nancy Pelosi yesterday? Did you see the expression on her face after the swearing in of the two newly elected special election GOP members of Congress? Did you see the look on her face?
Yeah, but I don't put too much into that.
Did you hear the sly remarks she made on the way out the door?
I did not.
They won't be here long.
No. Well, but she's essentially right, because they're only filling positions.
That's right. And the election comes all over again in November. But I mean, correct. Unbelievable. All right. Well, the president defended his use of hydroxychloroquine yesterday. He's getting plenty of support from the medical community. There was some sort of journal that was published with several hundred doctors in them that swear by this with the patients they've been treating. They say it is working, and make no mistake about it. And I heard Dr. Joy Behar, because I saw the video on The View, come out and say to some guy she interviewed that said, well, I've taken it too, and she didn't know it. And he said, well, why would you do that? You're putting yourself, it's not a legal drug, and you're putting yourself at risk, and it could kill you, and this, that, and the other. And he said, it worked for me.
Well, here's another interesting thing, and a lot of people are going off on the Gates Foundation. However, we have this particular virologist, type guy, you know, who's got all these credentials,
mm-hmm.
who works for the Gates Foundation that obviously is in the conspiracy of all of this. But he came out a couple of days ago and said, hey, yes, hydroxychloroquine is in fact showing exceptional use as a, what do they call it, prophylactic. So, he's positive on hydroxychloroquine. And Trump is using it as a prophylactic.
Okay. Now, Lindsey Graham, in the midst of all of this, has talked about, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, his committee is going to vote, I believe it's today, on subpoenaing people like James Comey.
I thought it was June the 4th.
Right,
I could be wrong.
All right, I thought it was today they're going to vote on it, but then the people wouldn't have to appear until June. I could
that may be right. That may be right.
Yeah.
That could be right.
Yeah, I could be wrong on that. But anyway, and I'm just reading what I got here, and again, it's from a source off Newsmax. But he's going after Comey, Clapper, Susan Rice could be one of them. There's Brennan's in there. There's all the little underling names, too, with Strzok and Page and McCabe and all of that.
Right.
So where's that going? Because remember Eric Holder when he was subpoenaed by the Congress for Fast and Furious? He never showed up.
Okay. Well,
so these guys don't have to show up either, do they?
Well, no, because at the time, he was an active employee, and he was given executive privilege by Obama. That's not the case here.
So, in other words, these people will have to show up, whether they say anything or not, it's a different story.
If there's a subpoena, the answer to that is yes.
Okay. we got one of our friends saying, light her up. Well, that's what we've been doing. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, and you stay nice and comfortable up on your mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and go over there to her website. Check out all the great articles that she has, too. You'll be glad you did. All right, we're coming right back with more on our next military and veterans news segment. And, oh, by the way, coming up top of the hour, Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. We're going to light it up with her, so there you go. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Reaction is coming in to President Trump's Monday revelation that he's been taking an anti-malaria drug to try and protect himself from COVID-19. The president revealed that he started taking hydroxychloroquine after one of his Oval Office military valets tested positive for the coronavirus. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his weight group, but is morbidly obese.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is report number 2. It's always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget the National Aviation Academy with their 2 locations. We'll tell you all about where they're at and how they serve you and how you can have a fabulous job career and make a lot of money, too, with a lot of good benefits. So here we go. They're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, many of them right now are looking for something to do because they came out of a technical school, learned a trade, and all of a sudden that trade they learned, well, they're not working. So what do you do now? Well, maybe you might want to go back to school and retrain to become an aviation maintenance tech. And here's why. 40-hour week, $60,000 a year to start, and then it goes up very quickly from there. Very quickly. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void you've got and give you a great career path. Check them out online by going to naa.edu to find out what I mean. naa.edu. 2 campuses to serve you. One up there in Boston in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay, right across the bay from me in Tampa. So, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and tell them the captain sent you, and I'm telling you what, you are going to be so glad you did that. And a lot of people do that, and they thank us for it afterwards because they realize, and we've had people when they call in or talk to us on the Thursday segment with Bo Browning, and he'll be around tomorrow as well. They tell us that they thank us very much for telling them because of the great career they got. All right, well, here we go. In Libya, of all places, an advanced Russian missile system was captured by Turkish-backed Libyan government forces. They actually captured a totally intact Russian advanced Panzer S-1 air defense system at the Al-Watra air base. Now, this is interesting, because this is one of the big modern things that has taken down planes and whatnot all around the world. It may have been the same type system that they used when they took down a couple of the passenger jets over in the Middle East, as well as in Bosnia or somewhere over in there. Now, the other big news is China is starting to harass us, where? In the South China Sea and whatnot, and they're flying their jets by us and over our aircraft carriers and our battleship groups, our battle groups for the aircraft carriers, and they're just harassing us and they're buzzing us and all that. Well, not to be outdone, we're going to do something with Iran. Now, we're not doing too much with China just yet. But with Iran, here's the Navy order over in the Middle East. Any Iranian vessel or any other vessel that comes within 100 meters, that's a magic line, 100 meters, or let's say 100 yards, of an American warship, defensive legal methods, according to the Navy, that's their quote, will be taken against whatever the vessels are. Now, we just had an incident here, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, whatever, where the Iranian fast boats came zooming in there. Some of them were 35 to 50 feet away. That will never happen again, or they will be blown out of the water. Mark my words. Mark my words. They're not going to mess around anymore. They're done. They're just done with that. And they have to be. We have to show that we're tough about what we're doing, and that's what we're going to do. Now, also, Russia is not being quite as boisterous and as aggressive as what they had been. And the reason for that is because of the coronavirus. They're having just as much trouble with it in their military, more so than what we had. Oh, by the way, one other little thing before I get to the telephone here. The Theodore Roosevelt is scheduled to leave port the end of the week, even though they've had some of their people come down with the coronavirus all over again. But they're scheduled to leave the port at the end of the week. And one last thing, I've been requested to give this phone number out again. This is the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line if you're having any problems at all. The number is 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648, the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance. Eric in Seminole, what can we do for you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Real quick, excellent show this morning, by the way. Just mentioned regarding Turkish troops capturing an intact surface air missile system.
You bet they did, one of the more modern ones.
Right, roger that. So this is the same Turkish army and government that has been funneling terrorists, for lack of a better word, and paying former ISIS people in Syria and northern Iraq that were harassing, everybody in Timbuktu.
That's what it is.
Importing them into Libya to do their fighting for them, do the fighting for the Turkish government in Libya. And this is also the same Turkish government that people are speculating had links to the Benghazi issue of surface, of man-packed surface-to-air missile system, Stinger type.
They had to go somewhere, didn't they?
Right. This is actually been well documented in the past. So that's my first thing. I'm respectfully initially just by what you said. I'm skeptical that they overtook a numerically inferior force and took that system. It's part of me wants to say that it was actually maybe left for them so that they can ensure that they do not have anyone have air superiority should a bombing missions or close air support missions be called in again like we did or like was done back
right.
in, when was it, 15, 16
right.
time frame,
right.
Going into Libya. So that's number one. Number two, this is tangentially connected, but maybe not. Well, regarding China, there are, big boy papers going around and white papers going around saying that, China would basically kick the United States rear end, should be going to ground offensives.
I've
and that's
seen
why
it. I've seen it.
China is putting out, hypersonic missile systems that can reach out and touch naval ships over the horizon,
yep.
and that the U.S. Navy's having difficulty in mitigating those threats. But I counter that with that's part of the reason why we now have low-yield nuclear missiles on our submarine forces patrolling the AO, the seven seas of the world, so to speak, to reach out and, reach back and say, oh, yeah, you're going to touch us over the horizon with this at, 150, 200 nautical miles? Well, guess what, bud? Here's what we got one coming down the pike, so to speak. And number three, with the way, this is just me now, with the way the news cycle has been going, and I'm speculating on this, I believe that COVID-19, in quotations, is over. Because the more and more news is taking priority over this, because people have actually, the people of the United States, dare I say the rest of the world, have seen through some of this malarkey.
That's right.
The numbers have been manipulated and these shutdown orders and basically lockdown orders. And now there are, particularly within the United States, there are law firms, and some of these are doing pro bono work, suing state governments and state officials for a 14th Amendment violation of the Equal Protection Clause, that they have the right to conduct business freely without government interference, and
yep.
that there is no constitutional basis for some of these shutdowns. I understand you want to mitigate isolate the contagion, so to speak, but typically that seems you isolate at the hot zone, and then you only isolate those who are contaminated or quarantined because of a legitimate medical condition, so to speak. Let's say tuberculosis, leprosy, that sort of stuff. So I think that COVID-19 is over, but in the fall, be prepared for COVID-20, because I feel that that's China has locked down on, approximately 100 million people in their northeastern provinces, the states.
Right.
And I think that's part of a charade. That's my opinion.
Okay.
But, thanks for taking my call, sir.
Yep.
Have a good day and sip a flask.
All right, thanks. That's Eric in Seminole. And Eric brings a lot of interesting things to play there. All right, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And yeah, that was the same Donna Fiducia that a lot of you remember that used to be on not only the Howard Stern show as the traffic reporter, but also Don Imus. Remember, Imus in the morning? And she did the helicopter stuff for there. Then she got into doing the news. And then she wound up going to Fox News, Fox local television first in New York, and then wound up on the network. And that was quite a career that she had over 26 years. Now, and we thank her very much for doing that. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by FunWellBaby.com. That's FunWellBaby.com. If you go over to their website, take a look at all the stuff they've got, and look at the anything you want to buy, you get 50% off. There's a 50% off sale for all my listeners with the code MATT, M-A-T-T, 50. Very simple. 50% off anything that's on the website, funwellbaby.com, for my listeners with the code MATT, M-A-T-T, 50. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is here with us, and good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Boy, I'm doing pretty good. Let me just say something here, first of all. You're up there in New York, and the stock market went way up one day, and it kind of, I don't know if you call it way down, but it didn't exactly light the building up yesterday, right? And today it's back up again.
Again, it's a lot of it's
computerized trading, and news comes out in regards to a vaccine, which sets off a lot of computers, which then can lead to short squeezes and other things that can drive the markets up very, very quickly. And again, things come down quickly, too. You saw yesterday it was bouncing around all over the place and then sold off late in the afternoon, people taking profits probably from the day before. Again, you're going to continue to see this bit of a tennis match going on. I don't see any major movements really in any direction. I mean, we can have a leg down. There's no doubt about it at all if we continue to get bad news. But, you know, the quicker things open off, the better off we're going to be.
All right. Would you like to take a call from one of our frequent callers?
Sure.
Backgammon Bob, what's up?
Hello, Captain. Chris.
Anyway, good morning.
This new vaccine that they have, the one that reduces the antibody count to about the, or increases the antibody count to about the same as those as recovered people.
You're talking about the one from the military? The one from the U.S. Army?
No, the one from Moderna.
Okay, Moderna. Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, that one. The, I think we need to implement that as soon as we can, because especially for the elderly, more vulnerable and weaker people. And the other thing that I want to make a comment on is, from what I see, people on Clearwater Beach and stuff, they have pictures and stuff. Young people are not going to socially distance in the crowd. Those people are packing together like sardines.
Well, that's you know. Okay. Let me let you go, and thank you very much. Now, first of all, Chris, when it's 90 degrees outside or 85 degrees or 95 degrees and you got this bright sunlight coming down, are you concerned about being on the beach maybe next to your honey or whatnot?
No, I'm not. I've never really been, in regards to this virus, I've never been really, I kind of saw it for what it was from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I do think that, yeah, obviously they're proving that, you know, the heat and the humidity destroys.
In a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just that. It's also the fact that it's just younger people out there just are less likely to be harmed by this. And there's always the potential that they can carry it and give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that, but we didn't get much of a blowback from the spring breakers down in Florida back in March. We were told that that was going to be a big thing, and it really didn't go through. In regards to vaccine, they can only work so quickly with this. I mean, they're flying as far as this is concerned, and are now into phase two trials. And they're testing more people to see how it goes about working, and included in that is going to be elderly patients and whether or not it will actually work.
Yeah.
I look at a virus as almost like hitting a hole in one. It's nice, but you know what? Don't count on it. Now, you go out golfing, you want to have a good day there. You like to hit a hole in one, and you can tell your buddies about it, but it's not likely to occur. So I'm not counting on any sort of virus and any sort of vaccine. And when it comes to a vaccine, you might get a vaccine like the flu vaccine, which may help somewhat, may not cure it all, may make you more resistant to it, but not a complete cure all. This is something with respiratory diseases, they kind of have to work their way through. We need to continue to protect elderly and people that are at risk and kind of work to get that herd immunity. I think that that's always been the best way. I think what Sweden has done was the smart move, and I wish we had done the same.
Well, there are several dozen different concerns, laboratories and whatnot, that are working on vaccines and working on medication.
Over 100. There's over 100 vaccines and trials around the world right now.
Now, Moderna is just one of them, and granted, they got something that shows promise. But yesterday, out came the news about the U.S. Army. That's why I asked him about the Army, because the United States Army lab technicians at Fort Detrick in Maryland may have found a coronavirus-killing antibody. Now, there's another one, and they've been at it since day one in the military. That I know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great, and let's all hope that they do come up with something. But the funny thing is, we've had other pandemics in our past, and they've come up with vaccines for these things well after the fact, after everyone has gotten herd immunity.
Now, here's the question for you and for the whole audience, for that matter. We've just gone through one of the worst flu seasons ever. Nobody said a word about it.
This year was bad, not as bad as it was a couple of years ago, but no doubt about it. It was a difficult season. I did this yesterday on my podcast and tried to put in perspective deaths that occur every single day around the country, how many. I was shocked. I was actually looking at the fact that there's still over 700 deaths due to AIDS every single year around the globe. I mean, I found that fascinating. I mean, who knew? But again, this is not saying they're playing down this virus, but just like you don't play down a flu virus or anything else. My point is that, you know, the quicker that it gets through and we develop herd immunity and, you know, people, can't carry the thing, the better off we're going to be.
Now, a couple of things here before we move on to the Treasury Department. The Department of Justice has warned the state of California that they may be violating, and they warned them, they may be violating the freedom of religion rights of the people with not having these churches open.
Yeah, and we're still at that point in time here in New York. It's, you know, the churches are not open. I don't know if they're putting pressure. I'm not seeing much blowback from the diocese yet, which is kind of odd. I think it's definitely another part of American life that they've taken away, and you know, sure do miss it.
Yeah.
You also miss having the ball game on in the car when you're driving around, or if you have to go somewhere,
right,
whatever it may be. There's the fabric of American life is just not there right now, and it's not good.
Now, the nursing homes, there's going to be an issue with the deaths. There's going to be lawsuits by the you-know-what, because just in New York State alone, 5,000 people died in nursing homes. I hope they go after Governor Cuomo for his actions and what he did.
It wasn't just in New York. It was Jersey as well. They did
sure.
the same thing. It was just utter stupidity. I mean, I look at just how dumb that was. The actions of the government here in the state of New York, and yeah, I've said it. I said it's criminally negligent as far as I'm concerned. How do you allow people with COVID back into a nursing home? I mean, we knew this back in February. One with half a brain would know that's probably not a very good idea.
Yeah.
Yet we did that. It's just stupid. Yeah.
Now, our Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin yesterday said, and this is a direct quote, employees who reject the offer to return back to work will lose their unemployment benefits. First of all, I think there needs to be legislation to do that. I think New York State has that legislation. I don't know about anywhere else.
I don't know if it's – you may be right, legislation or maybe an order or a directive. I don't know. But, I mean, that should have been in the bill in the first place. It was another part of the CARES Act that was just stupid. Where you're going to pay people $2,400 in federal unemployment.
Plus, because that was $600 on top of the, whatever they were going to get.
Yeah, $600 plus the state unemployment. And you know, people are going to be like, I'm not going to go back to work. I'm getting more money this way. Didn't make much sense. And everybody kind of, you know, smart people pointed that out, but they never put it into the bill. I don't know if they could do this after the fact. Hopefully they can.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. And the other thing is how did you like the expression on Nancy Pelosi's face after she swore in the two newly elected special election GOP members of Congress?
I didn't get to see that yet. I didn't.
Well, she's 80 years old. She's got the face of a 40 to 45-year-old woman, number one. Number two, she's probably had a few tucks and lifts along the line. But she walked out the door, and you could hear her under her breath because it came over. She says, I won't be here long.
Oh, geez.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right. That's my buddy, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You hear them all across the country on the weekend on over 250 radio stations. And I've been with him, and he's been with me for going on 20 years. Oh, boy. That's a friendship that stuck. I'll be right back. Go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.